All right, good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Saturday, the 26th of June. It is knockout stages, knockout football now. We've got two games a day for the next 4 days. England obviously taking on Germany, but I'm back here with Scotty. He looks like a banker today. We've got the banker uniform and we've
You
got the
did say
shirt.
banker, didn't you?
Well, I could have said either, but it was banker on this instance, yeah. But you've got the old shirt and tie today. Morning, mate. You all right? Missed me for a couple of days?
I actually did. I missed you quite a lot. And I actually did, didn't I, Joe? I did actually say to you, I actually missed speaking to Ian both days.
Well, when this ends, see, it'll be a massive void in your life then. It'll be.
Yeah, it will.
You know what? We got another, only got another, what, 14, 15 days?
Yeah.
I don't know what. Podcast, something like that, you'll be like, I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that you'll, when you get to that stage, you might actually miss me a little bit then as well.
No, not going to happen, son. I might miss Julie's shoulder, but
you can hear her.
Right, a few announcements as always. Firstly, Gary Smith was 50 on Thursday. I was meant to do a podcast Thursday or Friday, but I didn't. I just too much going on here with I call him the terrorist now. It's like having a terrorist in your house. Yes, I was, and I couldn't actually attend Gary's 50th. He had a golf day yesterday, which I couldn't go to because I was doing childcare duties. Long, long story, but I did phone him and apologise, and I will make it up to him and take you out for a meal, Gaz. But happy birthday. Hope you had a nice 50th.
And happy birthday from me as well, Gaz.
He got a cardboard cutout of Kenny Dalglish,
which is excellent.
Right, with a 50 on it. I've met the real thing, Gary. I've met the real thing.
I remember.
And then today, I believe it's Nick Drury's birthday.
It is.
And he says he's 49. Now, I thought Scotty Blaber was having a laugh saying he's 41. Nick is definitely on the old porky pie machine here, I'm telling you. He's absolutely having a wind up. I think it's this age of sort of people just make up any old bollocks now, isn't it? That's what we live in.
Yeah, we'll start working backwards, etc., etc.
And then old Dio tried to hook me in. Love Island's coming back. Or something.
I think it's Monday, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Why? You just have to ask any human being with any amount of grey matter why you would watch that shit.
Yeah, we never watch it.
Why would you? I mean, there's just... Off the top of my head, I could think of 1,000 things I could do before I turned that on. And that's without even sitting down trying to think about it. And there will be people who are listening to this who are going to sit and watch it Monday. You should be fucking ashamed.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah,
you
no doubt.
Ashamed of yourselves.
And I've got something for you, actually.
What's that?
Talking of Tottenham, is it no-no for Nuno?
What?
Is it no-no for Nuno?
We'll get to that in a minute. We've got a couple of topics to cover before we get going. Firstly... Whilst I get, and we had this with the old Nick and Claire incident, and then obviously kind of rectified something about talking shit.
Yeah.
And I know everybody has different views on things. And if they listen to mine, they probably do a lot better in life. That's just the facts of it. But I told you months ago that old fucking Wancock is a complete and utter fucking wrong and bell end, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
How many times have I said it? And I did have people at the time, he's doing his best, he's this, that and the other. You'd like to see what you could do in the job. You can disagree or you can agree or disagree about political ideology. You've got no problem with it. We all can. I'm quite happy to sit in pubs with people who vote Conservative and they try and convince you why they're the political ideology I haven't got. Purely up to you. But if this lot that we have got in power are fucking liars and absolute fucking idiots.
They are. And
yes, you can go to Oxford and still be a fucking idiot. You know, it's this sort of thing, they're clever. My boy went to Cambridge. My boy is a really, really clever lad. Really clever.
I've got that impression he is, yeah.
In real life, he's got plenty of fucking idiocy in him. Literally 2 weeks ago, the phone rang at half 10, 11 o'clock at night. I said, this can't be good. It's not him ringing up at that time to say, how are you? I knew it was going to be an issue. His girlfriend got given a van at work to drive. She'd parked it outside her house and driven for 4 or 5 weeks because she'd been getting the training, didn't need it. went out to start it when they said, oh, we need the van to go and get something. Went out to start it. She's a vet. And they had to go and collect a dog or something.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing happened. Oh, full panic. No even thought process that, oh, the battery might be flat.
Yeah, but Google it or whatever. Yeah.
Phoned me up at half 10, 11 o'clock. What do we do? It won't work. So you can go to Oxford and Cambridge and still be a fucking idiot. That's an absolute given. My boy's got plenty of real life idiocy, as have people he went with.
And a lot of geniuses do. Look at Gascoigne, yeah. People like that.
But the double standards and fucking hypocrisy of this lot in power, they're just having a laugh at us. You got Boris, who's just a fucking serial fucking incompetent liar. He is an absolute fucking buffer, which I've always said. You've got Cummins last year sitting in the Gardener down in the street saying he drove 60 miles to test his eyesight. Completely talking bollocks. I mean, anybody who believed that needs to go and get fucking checked out in a fucking asylum. and now, of course, he comes out with all this other shit. And, well, I lied back then, but you've got to believe me now. It's an absolute nonsense. You've got Michael Gove the day after that happened. He was on a radio show. Michael, have you ever driven 60 miles to test your eyesight? And he actually said yes. I mean, and that's on YouTube.
So I have heard that.
You do that Gove, I think it was an LBC, and the guy goes, I'd like to see how you're going to get out of this one. They just talk complete and utter shit. And then you've got this fucking guy, Wankcock, now, who stands up, and we'll never, ever get to the bottom of this, whatever anybody thinks. It's going to go on for years, but he is responsible for any number of fucking deaths through his absolute fucking incompetence. Plain for anybody with an ounce of brain to see. Anybody. Well, no matter, again, what your political... It is plain for anybody with an ounce of brain to see, giving contracts out to his mates and his family. You know, even this bit on the side, her brothers had some contracts, you know. Telling people, don't hug, don't have sex.
Yeah.
You know, and he's fucking in his office banging away.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't make this shit up. I mean, you sit and try and I do always try and put some sort of rational thinking. How have we got to that? But you can't make this shit up. I mean, I couldn't really give a fuck about him having an affair. The days of holding these people to higher standards and that is fucking long gone. You know, we did it. This would have been 15 years ago. He wouldn't have made past 10 o'clock yesterday morning.
No, it wouldn't have been long gone.
But those of like, I mean, I'm more fucking astonished that he's got any appeal to two women, I'll be honest. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah, no idea how that works out. But he can do what he likes. But it's the fucking morals and double standards. Yeah. Go do that. But don't stand in front of a fucking microphone telling the country to live. I feel like we're living in Animal Farm. Like, we've got one set of rules. You know, we're going to have this. We're going to have all these rules. And then all of a sudden... except for us, because we don't want to do them. You know, as I say, the days of moral standard, it's absolutely gone. You know, the reason we don't have pissheads in Wetherspoons running the country is because we tend to look up to people and say, these people have got high standards, that's the ones who should do it. This lot have got no fucking integrity. They've got fuck all about them.
No, they haven't.
And people have asked me, I went to Billingsgate Market, I've told you before we came out, I went to Billingsgate Fish Market 4 o'clock this morning. And picked up one of my mates to go with me. And he said, if you're a betting man, what do you think? And I said, I think he'll stay. I'd have him odds on. I'd have him short odds on to stay because we've just got a government who don't give a fuck.
Yeah, based on what we've seen so far, he'd be surprised if he did go.
Yeah, I mean, he has got absolutely no integrity. They're all just fucking laughing at us. I have him short odds on to stay because he doesn't give a fuck. And we're going to get to 2024 and he'll still get in because you'll still have the Piss and Biscuits Brigade fucking voting for him. That's what's going to happen. Yeah. And I just don't get it. You know, remember this now because note this date down because when we get to 24th, this podcast's still going, there will be somebody listening who's in his constituency and votes for him. And I will happily have him on to explain what it is that made them vote for him.
Yeah.
Because I would love to know, because this country, I mean, it's going down the shitter. People say, no, it is, it's going down the shitter. You've had God knows how many people lost their lives. We're just standing back watching it go on. This guy's just a lying, cheating, inept twat. And people will vote for him. And we've got a situation where they're completely fucking incompetent. And the opposition's about as effective as that fucking Dubravka was in goal the other day.
Yeah.
Punching in it, isn't it? in it. I mean, it's I don't see a way out of it. I just think it's going to go on like this for years, and it's going to get. I really do feel for the younger generation because I just think it's going to get fucking horrific. You know, there's people here who have lost their lives to stop seeing family. You know, how much they see when they see shit like that yesterday, just doing what they fucking like. Annoys the hell out of me.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's crazy.
It is disgusting. And while we're talking about 2024, the very first thing I saw this morning, I got up, made myself a cup.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
And a couple of people have subsequently then pointed me to it, but yeah. I'd already seen it, that we are giving Gareth Southgate a contract to 2024. Into the 2024 Euros. It appears that the CEO Bullingham of England has said.
Crazy.
That's just nonsense, isn't it? It's just
achieve. They must be saying something we don't.
Achieve nothing. He could well get pasted on Tuesday. I'm not saying they are. I'll do that game when we get to Tuesday. Yeah. They could well get paid. If the Germany that played Portugal turn up.
Yeah. We're in trouble.
Germany that played the other night and played Hungary. They could well get pasted. You don't know which Germans are going to turn up because they're not as consistent as they used to be, but he could well do. He could go to the World Cup in 2022 and have a terrible World Cup. It's not beyond the realms.
No.
And no worries, son. Just crack on. Have another one. They'd keep him forever. They would keep this guy forever. I mean, Simon Dennis sort of poked me to it, and I said, I've seen it, and he came back, zero ambition. There's nothing performance-related. Just crack on, son. Carry on.
Yeah.
At least I don't have to watch that. I can pencil in now till 2024. I don't have to watch them. But it's absolutely astounding.
It is crazy.
What a time to announce it. And I think Henry Winter, who broke it, then tried to sort of say the guy was asked a question, so answered it. And that's fine. Say we are going to look to extend it, but it'll be performance related.
Yeah.
If the performance is fitting, then we will look to extend his contract. And that will determine winning a trophy, getting to final, something.
Yeah, how it should be, yeah.
Not just, oh, well, no, we like him and have him. Absolute. I mean, it's been a bad couple of days. Hancock and him, it's just people are trying to wind me up. Right, let's get on to the footy, son.
Right.
Two games today. First up, Wales versus Denmark. Wales have done well, to be fair, after the dizzy heights of 2016. Certainly don't think people expected them to be up there and about. Full strength team tonight. The thing I've really liked about them has been their team spirit. You know, they're perhaps not the best team in it. They've got a couple of world superstars, but their team spirit has enabled them to sort of shine, even if it's just for a split second, to get a goal, the Bale to Ramsey pass. But I just think there's something special happening with Denmark. I think after the tournament opener, which we all know what happened, I thought they were absolutely brilliant against Russia.
Yeah, they were.
It's probably the game I've enjoyed most in the tournament of the ones I've watched. The crowd were fantastic, and they're going to have that crowd behind them today. I think there's no Welsh fans at all.
If there is, there won't be many.
So I think it's going to be tough for Wales today. It's 1.93 the Danes, 3.35 the draw, 5.3 Wales. Gun to me head, I do think Denmark will win. But I have huge value in the overs here. I couldn't quite believe the overs prices.
It's high, isn't it?
Yeah, 1.612 or something for over 1.5. So I can't see a 0-0 here. I'm having my standard 1.5 bet, mate, on 20 minutes. So 20 minutes, 27 and 35, drip it in, 1.3 units. If it if you get matched up and a goal goes in, remove your liability. If the goal comes too late that it's red, just let it ride, risk the point, and hope you get the second one for the full win. And as I say, I do think the Danes will win this. Sorry, Welsh people, but that's the way it is. Now, do you see it, my old friend?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, mate. Right, I'll start on Denmark. Denmark, despite losing two of their three games, still came second in the group thanks to their fantastic 4-1 win v Russia in the final game. It was so lovely to see they still made it through the group after what happened in the first game. And with him home and alive and well, and they're giving him something to be happy about on the pitch also. They were the first team in Euro Championship history that made it out of the group after losing their first two games. They met Wales last in the UEFA Nations League group in 2018, and they beat them home and away in finishing top of the group with Wales second. In their last 9 meetings, there have been 0 draws, and hopefully bodes well for a winner in 90 minutes today. As for Wales, they came second to Italy in the group with 4 points after doing one of each in the 3 games, drawing via the Swiss, beating Turkey and losing to Italy last time out in Rome. They made it out of the groups in the last Euro finals, of course, in 2016, and made it to the semi-final where they lost 2-0 to the eventual champions Portugal. They even beat Belgium 3-1 in the quarterfinals. They have shown they can be very hard to beat and capable of nicking a goal too, and this won't be easy for Denmark. My selection, which does tie in with what you're saying as well, I actually think Wales can score today. And much like we did in the Swiss, and I did that, it collected maybe a bit fortunate because they weren't that good in that game. Wales to score is 1.86 the exchange, 1.8 Sky Bet and Marathon, and 1.73 at Bet365. Wales have scored in 2 of their 3 group games and in 17 of their last 20 competitive games when you don't include friendlies. And Denmark have conceded in all 3 group games. And I think Wales, with the pace of James out wide, the class of Ramsey and Bell, can get on the score sheet today.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, I mean, I hope they do. I mean, I'd like seeing Bale play, so I'd like to see him go well. But I mean, as of about 2 days' time, he's a Real Madrid player again, not a Spurs player. So 2-1. I just think it'll be a great story for the Danes to go as far as they can after the start they had. So, you know, this is one where I'm not watching it going, oh, I hope they go out. I've got reasons I wouldn't mind either of them progressing, but they will get.
Yeah, because of the story, unlike you, I'd happily see Denmark go through.
They will get a bit leery, the Welsh, won't they, if they get through, won't they? They'll start to get a bit noisy. They might, let's have Denmark. Go on, Denmark.
Yeah.
And then the second game is Italy versus Austria. I mean, I don't put a lot of weight into things like this, but Austria haven't beaten Italy since 1960. And the only reason I say that is just because I don't think they're going to beat them today. I don't think they've got a chance of beating them today. And Italy now 30 unbeaten, 32 goals were without reply. Have I seen anything in Austria that makes me think that stops today? Absolutely not. They beat Macedonia. And that game against Ukraine, where I enjoyed the Denmark-Russia game, was probably my favourite. That Ukraine-Austria game, which I only watched because I was on the over 1.5. That's one of the worst games of football I've ever seen in my life.
It was a strange performance by Ukraine, wasn't it?
I don't even know what Ukraine were doing. I mean, I've made some notes here. And the thing that amazed me about it, having watched Shevchenko as a player, and I know perhaps when he came to Chelsea, you know, he might have been past his best, and he didn't. He's still a quality player, fantastic for Milan. And I just stood on that touchline, had absolutely nothing about him. He almost looked like he'd been doing cocaine. He just looked completely fucking spaced out and blanked. And the game just passed them by as if we got 3 points. They didn't know it was going to be enough. It's not like, oh, we're definitely through. You know, there was a lot of games to be played after that. And I just thought, they're just sitting there thinking, they hope that this 3 points is enough, because they offered absolutely nothing. So I think that sort of made Austria look a lot better than...
Agreed.
I genuinely hope, having watched that, I mean, Ukraine did get through and play Sweden. I hope Sweden give them a right good stuffing.
Yeah.
I do hope they give them a pasting, because I hate seeing zero ambition and teams that don't bother. But prior to this tournament, Austria were garbage. I haven't seen anything that makes me, you know, Macedonia, the lowest ranked team in it. You know, 2 levels down from the jocks, that's actually where they are. I've upset them again. Ukraine game, I just don't even know what was going on. Italy, arguably, being the team of the tournament so far, they were a pick from the outset for me. When you see what some of the other teams have gone off, 1.2x Germany, 1.3x Spain, 1.3x England, I'm absolutely fucking staggered that Italy are 1.5 something today.
Yeah, huge price.
I'm absolutely staggered. And I don't do a lot of these, but I've just got to back Italy. I'm not making this comp. I've just got to back Italy to win this game. I cannot even entertain anything else. You know, I know it's football and anything can happen, but I just cannot. They are so, on every metric, they are so much better than Austria.
Agreed.
That I can't believe, you know, people always say, it's one of my perpetual sort of arguments with people, that people always say that the exchange is right, and I've got to stick my neck out and say this is a fucking major rig somewhere, you know.
Yeah, I thought some of that was what I looked at.
I know Chiellini's not playing, but I can't fathom it. I can't see how Spain are going off 1.3x in a couple of the games they've gone, and this lot are 1.54. Yeah. I just cannot see it. So for me, just lump on, you know, as I'd say on a normal weekend bet slip, fill your boots, Italy, for me.
And you'll remove liability after a goal?
No, I'm just going to back them.
Oh, just let it run?
I'm just backing them. I'm just straight on back them.
Right, okay. Is that you done on that one, yeah?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, as far as Austria came second in the group to the Netherlands, ended up on 6 points, having lost to the Dutch and then beating both North Macedonia and Ukraine last time out. This is the first time in three attempts they have progressed from the group to the European Championships. Last time they did at a major tournament was in the 1954 World Cup, where they made it to the semi-finals. They have not beaten a side inside FIFA's top 20 at the Euros in four previous attempts, drawing one, losing three, and failed to score in three of them. As far as Italy, as you said, came top of their group with ease, winning all three games to nil, and were highly impressive in coming to this game having not conceded in their last 11, and confidence is sky high. And their win against Wales saw them equal their longest ever unbeaten run, and obviously that means today avoid defeat and they can break that record. Interesting stat is that 7 of Italy's last 14 knockout games at Euro Championships have ended in a draw at 90 minutes. I don't think they will add another draw to that today. Immobile comes into the game in good form, having scored in 3 of his last 4 for his country, and 6 of his last 8 competitive goals have come inside the last 30 minutes, including his both goals here. My bet is Italy to score 2 or more team goals. 1.83 the exchange, 1.8 Skybet, 1.79 Marathon. Sporting Index go 1.7 to 1.9, meaning that to buy you're looking for 2 or more goals. Italy have scored at least 2 in 10 of the last 11 played, and have done in 2 of the 3 group games. And the only game they didn't was against Wales, when they made 8 changes. Today I think they will have far too much for Austria, and I've seen nothing from their 3 games to suggest Italy can get a couple of goals today and should be far too good. That's me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, well, I agree. I think both of us, we kind of back up each other there. You know, yeah. I think we'll see 1.5 goals in Denmark, which obviously if Wales score, I think that'll help that along. And I think Italy win, and obviously if they're going to win, they need a couple of goals. So
yeah.
Okay, well, I think that's it. And then what have we got? Who have we got tomorrow?
We've got Netherlands v Czech Republic in the first game, and Belgium, Portugal in the second.
Oh, yeah, but that should be a cracker. So, mind you, Portugal weren't great the other night, but that should be a cracker. And for be fair, they lost 4-2 to Germany. They haven't been fantastic. It's not the team I expected to come into it. But yeah, we'll cover those. We'll cover those in the morning. Get it on lunchtime. That's it. All I'm going to say to the people of West Suffolk, if you're going to vote for Matt Hancock, just go and look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why. Go on, go and have a proper word for you. Go and have a proper word with yourself. Right, that's me done, son. Thank you as always, ever so much.
Thanks to you as well.
And we'll, I'll call you tomorrow morning and we'll do those two.
That sounds great.
And then we'll work our way up to the excitement of Tuesday. What's your early thoughts on Tuesday? Obviously, people are building up to. What's your early thoughts?
I've got to admit, I'm struggling to think of anything.
Really?
As far as a betting point of view, yeah, I've got to look deeper yet, because I am working through the games.
Gun to your head, do England beat Germany?
Yes.
You think so?
I think we could see a boring, low-scoring game and then nick it, because Germany have looked iffy at the back.
I've just got a feeling.
But I'm not confident.
I've got a feeling that the Germany that played Portugal are turn up. And
that's what you said. Like you said, if that team performed like that against Hungary, they'd have won 3 or 4. But it's the unknowns there, isn't it? So yeah, you'll probably be braver than me, and I may even sit on the fence and do nothing.
I can't see Southgate being at all brave.
No.
You know, and we are going to play that. And I think that I agree with you. I mean, we will do it Tuesday, but I think the Germany back line is there to be got at.
It is.
And you should make a statement. Only play one holder and flipping go at them.
Yeah, take it to them. Yeah.
But he won't. And I think then they'll get confidence from that. And that.
Yeah.
They'll come at us. And we ain't great at the back, no matter what anybody says. We ain't, you know, we've got a rick in us.
No.
Anyway, all right, son, I'll leave you with it, and I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. Cheers, all. See you later.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.